bed Chevy, we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back. And if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if that miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb is still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got nothing else to do tonight, let's see if that truck still works. We can roll the windows down. I bet I've still got two or three hair ties on the gear shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about nine and I've got a four-wheel drive.
Listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather outbreak blamed for at least 34 deaths across six states. There have been 52 tornadoes reported in eight states since Friday. In Wayne County, Missouri, Dakota Henderson had to rescue his aunt from her home.
She was trapped in that bedroom, that only room standing left of this house. She was trapped in it. We got her out the window, got her up to the Earth home that's up the road.
U.S. carried out air and naval strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, and President Trump, in a statement, put the blame on their Iranian backers, warning that Tehran would be fully accountable for their actions. A legal setback for the president as a federal judge barred his administration from using an 18th century law to carry out deportations of Venezuelan gang members. 51 people were killed, more than 100 were hurt in a fire and stampede at a nightclub in North Macedonia that authorities say was caused by pyrotechnics. This is ABC News.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Bucks with a win last night over the Pacers, 126-119. Milwaukee able to hold on to fourth place in the Eastern Conference, one game ahead of Indianapolis. Tonight, the Bucks host the Thunder in prime time, tip off at 8 o'clock. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an upset win, 77-74 over Michigan State. The Spartans, the number one seed, knocked out of the Big Ten tournament, head coach Tom Izzo.
Well, I'm disappointed, and little things can make a difference. We preach that all the time, but sometimes you know, it doesn't go through.
The Badgers now play this afternoon in the finals against the Michigan Wolverines. Greg Gard on getting past the Spartans.
One heck of a college basketball game. Two really good teams, two really high-level programs that have been, you know, in this position a lot. Obviously, I have great respect for Tom and his program, and, you know, in order to compete at this level this time of the year, you got to play your rear end off, and I thought both teams did.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, little breezy, lows in the mid-teens. Sun's back for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s, and breezy once again. Some sun and warmer Monday, highs in the low 50s. Rain and snow possible Tuesday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Attention turkey hunters! The spring turkey season opens April 16th. Now is the time to get ready, and Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your one-stop shop for turkey hunting gear. Shotguns from Mossberg and Winchester in 12, 20, and 410 gauge. Turkey decoys from Primus in Montana. Blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Need a new turkey call? Bader's has box calls, slates, and diaphragms. Bader Sports Center, your one-stop turkey hunting headquarters. Next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
This week on Viewpoints.
I didn't bring a lunch with me to work that day because I'm like, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to eat this today because I might not be here.
One fired federal worker speaks out. Then
there are times where we need to speak up and say, hey, you know, it's time for me to go to bed. I have things to do tomorrow. I'm going to leave.
The importance of setting boundaries in relationships. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
On Valentine's Day, Eric Anderson went into work like any other day. As a biological science technician for the National Park Service, Anderson spends most of his days at the Indiana Dunes National Park. When he's not at the dunes, he's out in the field setting up prescribed burn units across the Great Lakes region. This upkeep reduces the risk of fast-spreading wildfires. He's been with the Park Service since 2021 and has felt secure in his role. But this all quickly changed at the beginning of last month. He started hearing unsettling news. Some of his colleagues had been laid off or were outright fired. Naturally, he began worrying about his future.
We knew that there was something in the works. We knew that they had asked park superintendents to send any of their probational employees, send that information up the chain. And I knew that they were also making the case that, no, we really need to keep these people. They're essential to our program. We can't lose these folks. And I was suspicious that, yeah, we know what's going to happen. We know they're going to start calling employees. And as soon as the fork in the road email that was sent out to everyone saying, we're at a fork in the road. You can voluntarily retire now and get your full salary up through September. When the court discussions on that finally ended and allowed them to then close that offering, so it extended like a couple of weeks past, then the next day is when they started the firings.
And on the 14th of February, these measures led by the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, hit Anderson firsthand.
I went into work. I didn't bring a lunch with me to work that day because I'm like, I don't know if I'm even going to be able to eat this today. I said to my supervisor in the morning, I said, you know, if it comes and it comes to you and you find out, just tell me. Don't sugarcoat it. Like, you know, again, faithful employees, civil servants, we're there and we're following rules. And when they tell us to do stuff, then that's what we do. Around 3 o'clock, it came. The cover, it is like, you're being terminated. And attached are the letters saying with all the information. And it's like, are you kidding me? You're just going to fire me by email. You're not even going to have someone come in and say, I truly expected it to be given to my supervisor and said, Eric, we have to let you go. But no, it was just fired via email. So that was really frustrating.
The email came from a Department of Interior official who claimed that Anderson had failed to meet performance standards. This directly conflicted with a recent evaluation he had undergone where he received word that he'd exceeded expectations. For Anderson, he's left feeling confused and frustrated, and he's far from alone.
We have 2.4 million federal employees, and they work in all these different departments, and a lot of the services that people in the public, the Americans, receive in the way of benefits and other kinds of services come from these federal programs. And so what the Trump administration wants to do is diminish the budget and the size of these federal departments, which means the massive layoffs and firings of significant high number of employees, which will impact your ability to get these services. And that's why it's more than just employees losing their jobs. I think the whole country is impacted by it.
That's Victor Narro, a professor of labor studies and project director for the University of California, Los Angeles Labor Center. Narro says that many of the firings and layoffs target probationary employees like Anderson, who are either new hires or have been recently promoted within their agency and are still in a trial period. But the cuts may not stop there. Other employees could find themselves on the chopping block in a matter of months.
There was a memo issued by the Office of Management and Budget. It was a memo to all the federal departments that they had to submit a work plan of how they're going to downsize and decrease their workforce and how they plan to implement that work plan by September 30th. Because our layoffs now are with probationary employees. Every department has a probationary employee system. It ranges from a few months to a year. Those have been the layoffs, you know, a notification to the probationary employees that your probation period is ended, you're no longer necessary, you're terminated. But what he's talking about now is by September 30th, they need to begin the implementation of a plan to go beyond the probationary employees, the actual employees, to downsize.
Agencies like the National Park Service play a crucial role in America, so why are they being downsized? Since the early 20th century, there have been movements to create a smaller federal government. President Ronald Reagan also tried to reduce the federal workforce in the 80s, but was unsuccessful. Today, these reductions are being pushed by the Department of Government Efficiency, which is overseen by tech billionaire Elon Musk. The department's aim is to cut wasteful government spending, and they claim their efforts have already saved the U.S. $65 billion. However, the accuracy of this number has already been called into question by many experts. According to Musk, these savings will bring down the national debt, reduce inflation, and even lower taxes. However, Narro argues that these cuts don't just impact government workers, but will funnel down and lead to issues for all Americans when critical agencies become underfunded and understaffed.
Like Medicaid and other similar departments that offer services, you have a decrease in employees. You're going to have a decrease in the quality of the services. People are going to have to wait longer. People are going to have limited hours to go and get their services. And that's an impact then on the needs that we have, our quality of life, our needs that we have, depending on the kind of services that you're always relying on. That's another major impact. And I think that's a significant impact that goes beyond just the employment status of the federal employees.
Anderson is also worried about America's future in the midst of these big cuts. Like many Park Service employees who work on prescribed burn units, he had a red card, meaning he could be pulled in to fight fires across the U.S. in a time of emergency. For instance, if needed, he would have been called on to help with the recent Los Angeles fires. As many with this experience are now out of jobs, he fears what could happen the next time a disaster hits.
When we're in a wildfire season, where it's not just one small area of the country where wildfires are breaking out, think back to a couple of years ago when, well, even this last year, California was on fire in many places. Oregon was on fire. Idaho was on fire. Colorado was on fire. And all of the regular fire forces, fire people that are that do primary fire, all the hotshot crews, they were all busy. They were all like tied in. There's a shortage of people. So that's when they move up what's called the planning level. So they basically the emergency planning level for the country. So we were up at PL5, which is the highest level. And that's more of like an administrative code. So when the planning level is that height, that basically says anyone who works within federal entities, federal agencies that is red carded, they can now be activated and brought in to help because this is an all hands on deck situation. Many of the folks that were fired through these actions were the fire militia. So what's that going to mean for wildland fire season this year? I don't know.
For LETCO employees like Anderson who disagree with the government's decision, there is an option to appeal through the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. But with so many cases flooding the system all at once, the agency is backlogged. To make matters worse, the board itself has been subject to downsizing and budget cuts, only worsening Anderson's and others' chances of getting their jobs back.
They have the Merit Systems Protection Board to file a complaint, and then it's heard by an investigator, and it goes before the administrative judge. The problem with that is it can take anywhere from a few months to a year for you to get your cases heard. The Trump administration has terminated employees in that board, and he's downsizing that budget. So this board, which is the only avenue for federal employees to file a complaint, is not being diminished itself, so it's going to create backlogs. Normally, employees doesn't want to wait that long, so they just leave and move on to another job in the private sector or maybe a state government job.
Despite issues with the board, a federal judge in California has temporarily paused the mass firings, calling the Trump administration directives illegal. One upside is that several agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and U.S. Department of Agriculture, have reversed many of these firings, reinstating thousands of workers. As these legal challenges make their way through court, cutting government spending still remains a top priority for the Trump administration. But beyond policy debates and court battles, losing a job can be incredibly devastating. No matter the paycheck or position, Anderson reminds us that it's a difficult period for him and many other Americans who are trying to pick up the pieces.
I've been working as an ecologist and a forester, mostly in the private sector since about 2006 or so, 2007, something like that. And I made a decision. I made a career change to say, I'm going to put all in with the National Park Service. I took a significant pay cut for the trajectory I was going on in my career, noting that I would have security and I could be focusing on the mission of taking care of America's parks. And I wanted that mission and that responsibility. And now, as I'm starting to look for other positions, man, when you work for a mission base and a mission focus, your heart really has to be in there. But it's really hard to fall in love with something that isn't what you were doing or the trajectory that you were working toward. It's rough. It's also at a time where, fortunately, I didn't have to move. I didn't have to uproot and leave, but I do live in Chicago, and I live, and it's freaking expensive to live in Chicago, and to not have income is pretty serious.
To find out more about Eric Anderson, Victor Narro, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. The segment was written and produced by Grace Galante. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, why self-care is about more than just face masks and getting enough rest when Viewpoints returns.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage.
Okay, maybe I am a little high strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La 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 la.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The importance of self-care has been front and center over the last few years. This means placing a greater emphasis on what do I need. While a day of pampering or a weekend away could bring temporary relaxation, the answer often lies in deeper change. For some, developing better boundaries in relationships is part of this transformation. Nedra Glover Tawab helps adults define and set these boundaries. She's a licensed therapist, social worker, and relationship expert. She explains why so many people struggle to put themselves first.
Often we're unclear what the boundary is. We're unclear that we have the ability to set them. So I think about this discovery of boundaries as, what is the problem that you would most like to fix in the relationship? And what are the possible solutions? The solution is often the boundary. And learning how to not just recognize the boundary, but communicate that need to another person can be very healthy and helpful for your relationships.
Tawab says that relationships peak and wane as people change. Sometimes a friendship or family relationship now feels draining and unhealthy, but it's kept up for years because it's easier to avoid confrontation.
We have to know that hard conversations are necessary conversations. If they weren't easy, if they weren't hard, we would be able to do it without having reservations and guilt. We have to be able to talk ourselves through the process of doing uncomfortable things and really not identifying ourselves as the bad guy or the person with the problem. There are so many times where we get really hard on ourselves because we have to place a boundary. We have to have a conversation with someone. And it is okay to feel uncomfortable about it, but it certainly doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Tawab gives one example where a client was on the receiving end of this conversation.
One that I can think of that is more recent is someone dealing with a person not wanting as much contact as they wanted. And how do you communicate that to a person? Sometimes it's you not answering your phone as much. It may be you saying to them, I don't have the availability during these times. Having those conversations are really tough. And I think they're also really helpful for you. It helps you with your resentment towards the person. It reduces your agitation. It changes your stress level just to talk to the person about the thing you're constantly thinking about in the relationship.
And sometimes feelings can bubble up in different ways if these discussions never happen. One common emotion is showing passive-aggressive behavior.
Even when a person senses, hey, is there something wrong? We may say, oh, no, I'm fine. And they're saying that because they're noticing something. They're noticing a shift in your mood. They notice that your behavior is different. So instead of claiming to be okay, it is very brave of you to say, I am upset about this because, or this thing bothered me. In our relationships, we can certainly reduce the passive aggressive behaviors with honesty.
Tawab says that leading with what you're feeling and why you're feeling this way can be helpful. It might be difficult, but focus on staying calm and level-headed. Also, before meeting up with the person, set time and place boundaries. Meet in a public space, like a park or cafe, and come up with a reason why you need to leave.
There are times where, you know, we need to speak up and say, hey, you know, it's time for me to go to bed. I have things to do tomorrow. I'm going to leave.
Speaking up and setting boundaries is never easy, but it's necessary. Tawab points out that sometimes, even after having open conversations and setting boundaries, it may be time to let a certain friendship, family relationship, or romantic relationship go. Here are some potential signs.
You continuously talk about the same problem with no resolution. The situation in the relationship has become unsafe. You notice that the situation is starting to impact your mental health. The situation is impacting your ability to function in your life or in other relationships. A lot of the signs that we may see may be internal. We may start to have stomach issues or headaches or panic when we need to see a person. Those can all be indicators that something really serious is going on and we need to respond to it.
If this response is necessary, keep in mind that it may not always be a good idea to confront the person face to face. Tawab notes that each person's situation can look a little different.
In some relationships, it can be not safe to share, right? There are some situations where if you share, you are the victim of further abuse. You may be talked about in some derogatory way. There may be some level of abuse. So there needs to be clarity within yourself. Is this a person I can even speak to? Because if the relationship is really egregious, it might be something where you need to say something and not have a conversation.
Relationships are part of life, and it's natural for them to come and go. It's how people learn to approach and communicate in relationships that can make all the difference. To find out more about this topic, how to set boundaries, and our guest, Nedra Glover Tawab, head to viewpointsradio.org. To find mental health care near you, we recommend using the directory compiled by Psychology Today. Head to the magazine's website, psychology-today.com, and click Find a Therapist to search for nearby providers. This story was written by executive producer Amira Zavery and originally aired in March of 2023. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. More couples are adding an extra item to their wedding to-do list. premarital counseling. A recent survey by The Knot found that out of 17,000 engaged or just married couples, about a third went to couples therapy. For Gen Zers, this number is higher at 39%, and the demand is growing. Data from mental health tech company Headway shows that family and couples therapy appointments increased by more than 50% over the last 2 years. Once seen as a last-ditch effort to save a failing marriage, couples therapy is now viewed as a way to maintain a healthy and happy partnership. And it's not just about avoiding divorce. Many people say they don't want to repeat the patterns they saw in their parents' marriages. One upside is that therapy offers a neutral and supportive space to have difficult conversations about common relationship issues like where money is being spent or how couples talk to each other in moments of conflict. Experts say that while premarital therapy can fix a relationship, it can help couples gain the right tools as they move into this next chapter. And for a growing number of young people, it's becoming just as important as picking a venue or choosing what's on the menu. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The big winner at this year's Academy Awards ended up being Anora, a small indie production that muscled its way to 5 Oscars, including Best Actress for Mikey Madison. With the other 4 wins, Sean Baker became just the 2nd person to win 4 Oscars in one night, joining the company of Walt Disney, and the 1st person to win 4 Oscars for the same movie ever. Baker's haul included trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing, Best Directing, and of course, Best Picture. While Anora represents a huge breakthrough for Sean Baker, he's someone who's been building a resume as one of the most dedicated indie directors around for decades. His films tell gritty stories that often feature very small budgets and a lot of non-actors in major roles. This approach, plus experiments like shooting his film Tangerine on an iPhone, have kept Baker's movies firmly tied to the reality of our world. My personal favorite Baker movie is The Florida Project from 2017, which shows audiences the life of a 6-year-old girl living in a budget motel close to Disney World. Mooney watches and even helps out as her mother tries to scrape together enough money to keep them both alive. The film's ultra-realism makes it a somber journey, but like so much of Baker's work, it tells an urgent, modern story that echoes the real experiences of people living in our country. Sean Baker is a rare breed, an artist who could make the jump to bigger, more commercial work for an easier payday, and yet for years has remained dedicated to keeping his independence as a filmmaker and only telling exactly the kinds of stories he wants to tell. And now, with a record-setting Oscar haul behind him, the wait begins for whatever comes next from writer, director, editor, and do-it-all filmmaker Sean Baker. I'm Evan Rook.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking. Because this offer, $149 or less, ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. As the game fish season has come to a close on Sunday, it's nice to see the panfish action ramping up. That is giving us ice enthusiasts plenty of reasons to hit the ice and enjoy some more of our favorite sport. As a note, the final game fish weekend was a good one with lots of reports of walleye and pike catches. Some years it's been an end with a fizzle. This year it ended with a bang. Pike to 37 inches and walleyes to 28 inches were reported with plenty of numbers, a shortage of big bait, which was our fault, being the only downside. Bluegill, very good. Very nice catches of nice-sized gills, many in that 8 to 8.5 inch range with some up to 9 and 3 quarter were reported. Early to mid-morning's best for size, but nice fish caught throughout the day. Waxworms, butterworms, and plastics on 3 millimeter tungsten jigs and 7 to 10 foot cabbage was the best. Crappie fishing is very good. Lots of 10 to 12 inch fish caught and bagged this weekend with reports and picks of slabs to 15 inches. Still a basin bite for the most part on rattle and cast masters, tika flash and jointed pinheads tipped with spikes or waxies. Tip downs doing well baited with rosies or crappie minnows. And of note, the drawdown on the willow flowage has made some areas hazardous, so use caution. Reports of slower than fishing Friday and Saturday may be more reason to stay off. Yellow perch fishing was good, mostly in mud flats of 14 to 22 foot using number two pimp with red wigglers or tip downs with small minnows. Shout out to all the high school teams that participated in the KISS tournament this past Saturday. Your catches made me envious. Thank you, Winneconne, Milton High Schools, Wazaki, Northland Pines, Rhinelander, Bombigan High School, and Rochholt, the students and coaches, for all your participation. Great job. Well, that's all I've got for today's report. Until the next time, this is Kurt from the Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, little breezy, lows in the mid-teens. Sun's back for tomorrow, high in the upper 30s and breezy once again. Some sun and warmer Monday, highs in the low 50s. Rain and snow possible Tuesday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding, be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. And the lady in a long black dress, well, she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made you for me. You make it edges, never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Woo! Yeah.
But you travel on when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. tomorrow standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave. She could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
She gave forever to me. 98 Q Country.
Born in this little town, growing up I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home. And I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Dancing across the desert, watching the sun set in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll call. Everywhere. Nowadays, when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you. And I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie. In Dallas, Texas, isn't that where we always said we would like to try? Never did, so maybe that's why you're on every highway, just beyond the highway. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart.
sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. Cause I love
Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. military carried out air and naval strikes on Iranian-backed Houthi militias in Yemen. ABC Selena Wang has more.
This is the largest and most significant military action from President Trump in his second term. Since October 2023, the Houthis have been relentlessly attacking ships in the Red Sea, and it's been causing costly disruption to one of the most vital shipping routes in the world.
To
Tornado watches remain in effect for parts of the southeast into Georgia and the Carolinas. More than 50 tornadoes have been reported across the nation since Friday, blamed for at least 34 deaths. Right now, there are more than 200,000 power outages. Federal judge blocked the Trump administration's plan to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to speed deportations of suspected members and associates of a Venezuelan gang without a hearing. And 51 people were killed, 118 hospitalized after a fire and stampede at a North Macedonian nightclub. This is ABC News.
The Brewers blank the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Angels 4-0 in Arizona, but Milwaukee starting pitcher Tobias Myers had to leave the game in the second inning with pain in his oblique muscle. Hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team beating Clarkson 4-1. They'll advance in the semifinals of the Frozen Four next weekend. NBA, the Bucks host the Thunder 8 o'clock tonight after beating the Pacers at home last night 126-119. Doc Rivers asked if Giannis is being overlooked as a candidate for most valuable player.
I was talking to one of the better coaches in the league, and he brought it up. He said, how the hell is no one talking about Giannis? And he's like, he is doing different stuff. His assists keep going up. He's playing better. I mean, I don't know what the guy has.